This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You're listening to an original Sounds Publishing recording. All rights reserved.
Slave for a Night. Early in our marriage, Tom and I had so much sex, I thought I'd be bow-legged for life. If I had any sexual frustration, it was because we were having sex only 3 or 4 times a day, and I wanted more. But 7 years into the marriage, our sex life had diminished to once a month, with a bonus round for birthdays and holidays. I was determined to change things. On the night of Tom's birthday, I took action. After Tom opened up his big present, I handed him an envelope. "Another birthday card?" he asked. "Open it," I said. He tore open the envelope. Inside was a small white card, about the size of a credit card, and in pink ink were these words: "This card entitles you to use me as your slave for a night. Expires 1 month from date of offer. Love, Leslie." Tom glanced up at me. His eyes were gleaming with excitement. "So I could get you to clean my golf clubs? Or organize my workroom? Or wash my car?" I sighed. "I was hoping you were going to get a bit more creative." "What do you mean, get more creative?" "Well, it does say slave for a night." I gave him my seductive look, and thank God he still recognized it. "And how do I go about redeeming this offer of yours?" "Slip me the card one evening, and from that moment on, I'm completely yours. If I have any plans, I'll cancel them. You tell me exactly what you want me to do, and I'll be your slave until the break of dawn." "You have no idea what you're in for, Leslie," he said, his eyes sparkling. I gazed at him, and my pulse quickened. I hadn't seen that glint in his eyes in over 2 years. Later that night, we had sex, and it was better than I expected. We even had a second go-round, which was unusual. When I complimented Tom on his stamina, he whispered hotly in my ear, "I'm thinking of all the different things you're going to do when you're my slave." After his birthday, the days went by in a blur. I was promoted to district sales manager and had to work evenings and weekends. Tom was overseeing the launch of a new clothing line, working late almost every night. I had all but forgotten the slave card when I came home one evening and found it propped up on the kitchen table. Beside the card was a note that said, "Slave girl, meet me at Piccolo's restaurant. Wear your black dress, the one that buttons down the front. Your master." A long-stemmed red rose lay beside the note. I put on the black dress. He hadn't required underwear, so I didn't wear any. I went to the restaurant, and as a flourishing touch, I clamped the rose between my teeth. My dark hair falling to just below my chin rested lightly on the flower stem. The maitre d' directed me to a dark table in the corner, lit only by wavering candlelight. I sat down and took a look at my master. He was wearing a deep blue dress shirt and black pants. His dark blonde hair glistened in the candlelight, and his green eyes danced mischievously. His face lit up when he saw I had obeyed and was wearing the dress as he had commanded. He said I had been a good slave so far and deserved a reward. He signaled to the waiter, who uncorked a bottle of champagne, and we toasted the evening yet to come. As we drained our glasses, he asked me to explain the finer points of the slave arrangement. I said, Master, if I find you are pushing me past my limits, I will use a safety word. That word will be freedom. If I say the word, then we stop immediately. Tom agreed to the terms. He said he didn't want to do anything that made me uncomfortable. Tom ordered pasta for both of us, and as the waitress was about to leave, she paused, looking more closely at Tom. Suddenly, her face became animated. It's been 10 years, Tom. I hardly recognized you. Michelle, remember? Tom's eyes lit up as he introduced Michelle to me. They dated for a bit, he told me. Michelle, a bubbly girl, it seemed, giggled. Girlfriend for about a week. Then left the table to put in our order. I asked about Michelle. What kind of girl was she? Tom said she was really quite wild. Tom then changed the subject and talked about our special night and how much he was looking forward to it. As he spoke, he passed a note across the table. I picked it up. The note said, Slave, take the envelope into the bathroom and follow the instructions. Your master. I looked up. What envelope? He lifted the bread basket. There on the table lay a white envelope with the word slave scrawled on top. There was a small bulge in the envelope. I took the envelope with me into the ladies' room and ripped it open. There was a note inside. I was astonished by what I read. The note ordered me to tie a piece of black thread around my right nipple and let 2 feet of thread dangle out of the front of my dress. The bulge in the envelope, I discovered, was a spool of black thread. I did as I was told and reported back to my master. When I sat down, the end of the thread was lying on the table. Smiling, Tom reached over and took the end of the thread between his thumb and forefinger. He held up the thread and smiled at me. Already I could feel a hot rush of energy. Then, his smile disappearing, he began to tug the thread lightly in a rhythmic gesture. I gasped. My nipple got incredibly hard. The sensation was heightened by my fear of discovery. I heard Michelle approaching. Tom dropped his hand and let the thread rest on the table. The tablecloth was black, so the thread was near invisible. Michelle placed the bowls of pasta right next to the thread and was never the wiser. Before she left, Tom asked for some fresh grated cheese. Michelle nodded and was turning to leave when I let out a small exclamation. My master had tugged sharply on the thread. Michelle turned to me and asked if anything was the matter. Between short breaths, I said, Fine. Everything's fine. The moment Michelle went away, I gave Tom a look. You better stop, I said, before we get kicked out. Are you saying freedom, slave? He tugged again on the thread. No. No, master, I breathed. Who cared if we got kicked out? My whole body was vibrating, and the rush of excitement was something I hadn't felt in a long while. In less than a minute, Michelle was back, grating the cheese over our pastas. Without a second thought, Tom raised his hand from the table and began tugging on the thread again. I couldn't believe he was doing this right in front of her. At any moment, she could see what was happening. With the fear of discovery, I was becoming more and more aroused. I was going to tell Tom to stop, but as the pleasure washed over me, I forgot to say anything. Will there be anything else? Michelle asked. Yes, said Tom. Would you hold this for me, please? He extended his hand. Tom! I cried. Hold what? Michelle asked, not yet seeing the black thread in his hand. It's a black thread, see? And it's attached to my wife's nipple. She's my slave for one night, and she has to do what I say. Michelle laughed and took the thread from Tom's hand. She looked at me and said, Oh, is it all right if I tug on this? I was embarrassed, but at the same time, unbelievably aroused. You have the right to say no, slave, said Tom. Well, said Michelle, looking at me and smiling, I nodded my head, and she tugged on the thread. I gave a moan of pleasure and thought I was going to lose it right there.
More, said Tom.
Michelle tugged again and then again, and my whole body trembled. My breathing became rapid, and then suddenly Tom slipped his hand between my legs. It was more than I could handle, I thought. I shut my eyes. I heard Tom tell Michelle to keep tugging as I gave myself over to the powerful sensations. Every part of me was on fire. I couldn't fight it any longer. An orgasm suddenly surged through my body, and I heard myself whimpering. When I opened my eyes, Michelle had gone. I turned to Tom.
Be sure you leave her a big tip,
I said, my chest still heaving.
Tom laughed.
I began eating my pasta with ravenous hunger, my body still shaking. I'm glad I gave you that card. I'll always remember this evening.
You're talking as if the evening is already over, Tom smiled.
He reached into his pocket and withdrew another envelope. Passing it across the table, he said, Now read this.